This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. The name of the company is CanaQuest Medical Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets. On the ticker symbol is CANQF. And what they are, they're engaged in development and unique health products and nutraceuticals that utilize hemp and cannabis and algae oils to bring it to the forefront of maybe for different disorders. And with us today is the chairman and co-founder of the company, Mr. Paul Ramsey. Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Everett. I appreciate you having me on.
You know, first time on the show, I'm excited to have you on there. But what I really wanted to do, and the reason why I invited you on the show, was to get a description of what CanaQuest is and what you guys are trying to accomplish.
Yes, CanaQuest is focused on development of proprietary research and products. And we do this by utilizing cannabis oil, and we combine that with botanical food-grade extracts. And we also include algae oil, in particular DHA. And we do that to enhance the efficacy of the cannabis treatment for the patient. And from the research and the preclinical trials on animals, we've had really, really great results, and that really put us in a position to bring out our first CBD and THC-based product. So to give you a little more background, we engaged two prestigious Canadian universities, Western University and the University of Waterloo. So they're the ones that are doing the research and creating these formulated products. Our research at the University of Waterloo is focused on reducing the spread of cancer tumors, and our research at Western is focused on the development of pharmacotherapies for mental health. So in particular, we're focused on anxiety, or treating anxiety, depression, addiction, schizophrenia, and post-traumatic stress disorder. So it's quite a roster of ailments. And Professor Stephen Laviat, he's a neuroscientist, and he's the lead at Western University. He quoted that our formulations will be hugely significant for non-mental health ailments as well, you know, such as pain management. So it's quite a roster. So in essence, we create cannabis-based formulated products as alternatives to opioids.
Absolutely. A huge problem here in America, for sure.
Definitely. So if we can make a contribution, small dent, that'll be a big stride for our company.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel when you're getting into this space, and there's a lot of people that are already ahead of you? What do you think your competitive edge is?
Well, basically, we're building our brand, and we will not bring out our product unless we have serious scientific results. I'll reference Professor Laviat again at Western. He's a scientific veteran. He has over 13 years of experience in the research of mental health and cannabis, in particular, primarily at THC. And his team, they're very integrated. They come from different departments, from neurology, psychiatry, pharmacology, geriatrics. As well, they're connected to the hospital. So as an industry partner to Western and their team of 12 scientists, we believe we have a tremendous competitive advantage compared to a lot of sporadic public disclosed research in the market. So I think we have a significant edge, if you will, in this space, and we can back it up.
Well, you know, you guys are an R&D company, and that being said, you're always looking for money to go to the next level. How do you plan on raising that money, and where are you at on that focus?
A very good question. We're constantly revamping our business plan and our rollout strategy. And as of yesterday, we're ready to follow up with additional meetings we're having with a finance group that focus their investments in the cannabis space. So we're looking to raise an initial $3 million, and with that, even a small portion of that, we can start generating revenue initially in the U.S. and so we have supply in the U.S. We have a marketing branding team in the U.S. who have extensive experience. So we'll start generating revenue in short order.
You know, you mentioned a word earlier, nutraceuticals. It's a lot easier to bring that to the market space than it is a drug. Is that your game plan? What is your rollout strategy?
Basically, we have our branding team in place, which I've already mentioned. So they're ready to go. And they have a lot of experience. They come from the pharmaceutical, but as well as the nutraceutical industry. So they know how to go through the regulatory process. We have our supply. Our U.S. supplier, they're capable of producing medical-grade liquid CBD oil that's water-soluble, tasteless, with improved bioavailability, which makes it ideal for beverages. So, and they could do the packaging for us as well. So the path to market will be quite fast. Like you say, we're focusing on the nutraceutical space, not pharmaceutical.
My guest today is Paul Ramsey. He is the chairman and co-founder of CannaQuest Medical Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets. Take a look at them. They're trading around 17 cents a share with a market cap around $3.5 million. You can find them under the ticker symbol CANQF. Before I let you go, Paul, what would you want my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview?
Basically, we are poised to start building our brand. It's backed by science, and we're positioned to start generating revenue within a few months. And we believe we'll have a very high growth rate, given that we have relationships established in the U.S. as well as Europe, and we're also very close to getting our purchase, sale, import, export license here in Canada, and we're at the final review stage. So we're ready to start making money.
Well, that's what we do here at our company. We look for undiscovered companies that are getting ready to break out. I thank you for coming on Stock Day here. Paul, I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you become a regular. Come back on the show here in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
I look forward to it. And thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that again, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.